Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for another chance to do His will. His return is very soon. In all these days, He's given us time to win our people, to be a blessing. There's been a revival that's been rolling for a long time, for a few years. And the Lord is always working. The Holy Spirit is always in operation. The Holy Spirit is always helping us, to preparing us for what we can do. He works with us and He teaches us at our pace. And when He needs an acceleration, the Lord sometimes sovereignly gives us information so that we can be ready to do things that should be done, so that people can live. The Lord knows for a fact that if certain things are in place, certain situations are ready, when people meet time, they'll be prepared to say the right things at the right time, the right moments, to people that will have ears to hear, to inspire them to go forward. And see, every time the Lord speaks a word, it's a training starts. The Word of God starts developing in our heart, just like a seed. It produces faith in us. And then we have the ability to speak the Word of God in faith and in courage. Whatever we need, whatever need we have, the Lord can supply. But it takes time to develop. So the Lord has to start the process in time for us to be ready to speak and act when we should be speaking and acting. In other words, the Lord may give a man a word, and that word develops faith in him. And then, over a period of months, he starts learning things because the Lord gave him that word initially. And then the Lord will give him instructions, because he's able to do something he normally would not have been able to do. And then the Lord will have him to say the right thing to the right people. Now, all this process can happen without people really realizing. The Lord used to give the pastor a message. He preached the message. It's good to him because he knows it's of God. People hear it, they agree. And then they talk about it, they develop in it. They're going about their busy lives, doing whatever they do, going wherever they're going to go. And they carry that word. See, the word don't stop with the pulpit. That's just the beginning. Once the pastor releases it, people take it in. They may not even realize it. But they may say something at work, and it may inspire people. And the same process happens all over again. And that word goes out. Warnings go out. Counsel goes out. The wisdom of God. Needs are met. People are healed. And then when people get healed, they talk about it. People overhear them talking about it. See, the Holy Spirit's watching all. He's seeing all the everything that's going to happen. The track of that word, he can see it from the beginning. And to us, we're just trying to live. To God, He's using us, and we may not realize it. Now, the Lord's been doing this for quite some time. And He's been preparing people, solving problems that hold people back. Cold religion's trying to stop us during the whole process. But the Word is more powerful, thank God. That's why I say I thank God for every day that He gives us. Now, I'm kind of like Paul. I want to be gone in the rapture. Now, once the rapture happens, it's my will to be gone. But every day that I have an opportunity to serve mankind, I want to do that. So I'll be happy when I'm gone. But I'll be happier if everybody that I know leave with me. So, because the time is short, I do what I can do. I make these recordings I let people know what God is doing. I pray for people that I love and care about. Anybody the Lord put on my heart, I pray for them. And I thank God for the opportunities. Now, I didn't just start praying for people. I pray for people. I've been praying for people all along. When I participated in funerals of my family, and I had a chance to address the whole family, or most of my family, when people and loved ones have died. And I pray, I ask the Lord to stir up, cause people to remember those messages that He gave. Because the time is short. Now, every time I have an opportunity to minister, I minister like that's going to be the last time I get a chance to minister to the people. And I usually don't have much time to do it. But God can take He can do a lot with a little. And never doubt what you release in the spirit. You know, all these recordings, and they are spirit in their life because they came from the heart of God. God is speaking to us from the heart, from heart to heart, His heart to your heart. Now, He has to use somebody to do it, and that somebody at this point happens to be me. And I know for a fact, and I've been trained by the Lord, that if you yield yourself, the Holy Spirit can cause you to say what people need. Anybody can do it. Anybody willing can do it. You can do it. In fact, when people hear these words, they go off and they carry them to people that they know. And that's how it works. We're all playing a part. And then I hear from other people. And they bless me too. They cause me to hear things, and you know, the Lord used people to say things to help me grow further along. The more we learn, the more we can learn. Because the Word of God prepares us not only to do the specifics of the design of that word, but it also enables us to receive more light, more understanding, more counsel from the word that we're already hearing. I don't know what to do. If somebody said, well, you're an apostle, what do we do now? I would have to go and ask the Lord. Now, I know the things that He's been telling us, but I know the things that He instructs us to do, the things He instructs us to say. Now, that's going to work. That's part of a living plan. It's not by might nor by power, but by the Holy Spirit. So when we act on the words of the Holy Spirit, that's supreme. That's the best we can do. And God can cause us to do a great and mighty work. He can cause us to say things that's going to take people forward and not backwards. And He can help us grow in every way of life. Every way of life. And He has so much to say to us, so much to do in our lives, so much counsel to give us. And all we can see is the little part we play. And we wish we could do so much better, which that's normal. But never underestimate what you release in the spirit. Because what you release in the spirit can grow without limit. If the Lord had him to take up bread and fish fragments, and they took up 12 baskets. If He was concerned enough to do that, He won't waste holy activity, the words of God's people. All that's holy. Holy things are put forward, and the Lord will release more and more unto us. He will help us to receive more of God's word that helps us heal, that helps us grow. He will take us forward and not backwards. He will cause amazing things to be done in our lives. And it's all good. You look at once the rapture happened, you're in heaven, you look around and you see people you didn't think were going to come. And later on, you're going to find out that you played a part in their ability to understand the love of God. See, when people have a love for God, God has something to work with. There's light in them. When they have a desire for light, God can work with them. Now, people that have a desire for light, people that are salvageable, and people that are rebellious, they do the same deeds. The things that we see, the things that we try to judge, they do the same. They act no different. In fact, some Christians act just like people in the world in their behavior. Some Christians are negative in their opinions. But if they can get saved, if they believe on Jesus Christ and they start growing, they'll stop acting worldly, or they'll stop being aggravated, and they'll start living. They'll start doing things that pertain to life, and they'll start judging things in a godly manner. Now that takes time, and sometimes it takes a long time from the time that a person actually gets saved. But when people believe on Jesus and they take him at his word, then the Lord has something to work with. And many people are very mature. They've been growing for years. And they may not realize it, but people have been watching them. And when people watch your life, they don't always brag on you. They see sincerity, and they either love it or hate it. They either respect it or despise it. Now, but when the Lord told me something, when you love people, they respect you. Even if they don't like you, they will respect you. Even if they don't agree with you. And when you're wise, they watch you. You'll hold their attention if you're wise. And when you're holy, they'll trust you. Even if they don't love you, even if they don't want to do anything, have anything to do with God, but if you're holy, they will trust you. So if you're a boss and the people know you care about them, and they know that you care about them, you know, they know you love them, and then you're wise, you make solid decisions, they start trusting you. They start having confidence in you. Now, they may despise the fact that they got to work, and you catch them when they want in a loafing mode, and you make them work, you give them work to do. But they'll respect you for it, because they know it deep inside, that's what they're supposed to be doing. So don't buy into all the animosity that they may carry. Love them in a way and bless them. And be supportive when you can. When they need you the most, help them out. When they have family needs, release them to deal with it. You know, do the wise counsel of God. And when they see that you care about them, they will, you know, people are made in God's image. And they will, they may even get saved. Because people would, if they have to have a boss, they want one that they can appreciate. Somebody they can respect. But bosses that try to be, they bend the rules and try to be their friend and try to, they're more concerned about whether the people like them or not, and then they compromise. They're not going to respect you if you do that. But if you do it right, they will. When you love people, when you care about them, you give them what they need to work with, those are things that go far with people, and animosity will go down. And the production will go up. That's how you help people get on a working move. And remember this, a lot of people out there, they live average in their mode of thinking. They're not trying to go be over the top. They just want to do enough to get paid and live a decent life. They're not concerned about making a profit. And some people are, some people are not. They just want to live an average life. People like that need a boss. If they didn't have somebody to tell them what to do, they wouldn't make it. If they have their own business, they go under. But if they have somebody tell them what to do, they do it and they'll survive. They'll live a good life. Some people they don't have what it takes right at this point in their life. They don't have what it takes to have their own business. Because when you have your own business, you don't get to stop. You have to do what you have to do in order to get paid. You have to get up in the morning, whether it's cold or hot, whether you feel like it or don't. And you can't afford to get sick, because everything's on you. But people that just they know how to work a job, that's all they can do. They need a boss. And if they have one that love them, that's better. And you know, when you help people out when they really need you to, and you know, even if you don't take them to the limits of the rules, you help them when you can, and you do things that they need, they will respect it and hopefully get saved. People do respond to the love of God over time. If the word get in somebody's heart, it can develop faith. And if they're willing, they'll get saved. If they harden their heart, they won't. But sometimes when you get rid of deception, you also get rid of rebellion. And then you can, and as a Christian with authority over Satan, we can always remove Satan. A lot of times people that are weak in their ways, Satan is hijacking their thoughts. And he's always giving them the worst thoughts. And I learned something about strife. When people get in strife, they can't hear the same. No matter what you say, they're going to have a rebellious thought against you. Even though it's not true, they can't. They really believe what they're thinking because of strife. Strife attaches Satan to your life. You know, out of all the, you know, fear is bad enough. Fear attaches Satan to your life. You can overcome fear with love. But strife is, it must be released. It has to, as long as people are in strife and have animosity, they can't say good things about their opponents. They can't even see the good in their opponents. It's like the Democrats and Republicans. They hate each other. And they can't say good things about each other. And where envy and the strife is, there's confusion in every evil word. And a country divided can't stand. It's not good for the country. And then the media stirs up all this animosity. Husbands and wives, if they record their arguments, a lot of times they share the same thoughts and views. But because of strife, they can't see good in each other. And while they're angry, the enemy continually supply them with the worst thoughts, the worst opinions of each other. But the love of God is just like a motor with oil in it. It will last. You take away the oil, the motor turns to junk if you drive it. It doesn't matter if it's an old car or a new one. If there's not enough oil, the metal can't last rubbing each other. It melts. It gets so hot it melts and breaks. So it is with our marriage. We have to have the oil of love in our lives. We have to love each other. Whether you're a boss, an employee, an owner of a company, a husband, a wife, a child, or a parent, you have to have love in order for things to work right. Without love, you won't respond to the love of God. Sincerity attracts sincerity. And the Lord is preparing people. He's working with people as much as possible. He's doing all he can do on his end. And we need to have a mind to do all we can do on our end. And that's the mind of Christ. Now, the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to force his way. He's not going to make you willing. If you are willing, he'll guide you so that you can do what you need to do. He'll give you the thoughts and counsel you need, and you'll love him for it. You'll appreciate it. And if you respond and you yield to him, you yield to his ways, then he has something to work with. But without the love of God, it won't work. As we yield to the Lord, then we introduce greater power in our lives. The power of life, the love we live. You know, the word of God is the knowledge of love. And that's what we receive in our hearts. And as we do, we can win souls, we can bless people, we can take people forward in life. And that's what I like to see. I like to see people go forward and not backwards. I like to see people live and not die. Because God is good. He's taking us forward so he can take us home. And he's using us systematically, and he's determined and on purpose about it. God is good, folks. And we have so much to say. The Lord has so much to say and so much to do. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He will continue to mightily move in your life. Never underestimate what you release in the Spirit. The words you speak, your kindness, your acts of love and patience. All these things work together to help people grow. Our growing in the Lord is key. If we grow in him, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And the Lord he'll use our efforts. Never underestimate what he can do in the Spirit. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.